Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. New music first, more often. So here it is. All right. Made the promise. Now we're playing it. Keith Urban. You've never heard this before.
We've never heard it before.
No, nobody has.
Brand new.
It's called We Were. Keith Urban. 99.5 QYK. It's new Keith Urban, We Were, 99.5 QIK. New music first and more often. Hope you like that because you're going to be playing it all day today. All day, Keith Urban on QIK. All right, so get ready for that. More good stuff from Keith Urban. That's good. That's good. You know what's funny? It's good to get up in the morning and then you're like, whoa, it's like Christmas country music. Because
Keith Urban just released a new song.
Dropping a new song, and you're like, whoa, I can't wait to hear that. So there's Keith.
He's so smooth. I could just listen to him all day. I feel like I need to add that to my wedding list.
Text already coming in, overwhelmingly positive for Keith Urban. And you guys can keep giving us your feedback on that. 800-992-1099 on that new Keith Urban music on QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, 7:40, just over an hour away. Get ready. Old Dominion tickets for Mark and Melanie's name game. This is really cool because you're going to get the tickets here. They're playing at the Yuengling Center, but then you're qualified to fly to Nashville, hotel. We're picking up the tab for all of that.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing.
They're doing a private performance for CMA Music Fest in Nashville at the HGTV Lodge. That just sounds cool to go to the HGTV Lodge.
Yeah, there's so many things about this. Nashville, CMA Fest.
I always sign up to win that
HGTV.
HGTV house, and I never win it.
Oh, my gosh. We do that sweepstakes every year. We talked about it. I enter it every single day, twice a day.
They haven't given it away yet, have they, for this year, or did they?
I think they did.
They did?
Yeah, sadly.
Shocker. We didn't win. We don't know anyone who won.
Yeah, I'm still renting my apartment.
Old Dominion, 7:40. Get those tickets, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, it's the old slide into the DMs, right? And here's the thing, Melanie. You want to be on Instagram? You want to be Insta-famous? These are the people you got to deal with.
I don't know that I want to be Insta-famous. I just think that it comes along with...
I mean, it'd be cool.
Well, yeah, I guess so. That's true.
They'll be like, hey, Melanie, I bought a new yacht. Come out and take some pictures on it. And then they'll pay you like 50 grand. That'd be pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what Insta-famous is. Then maybe I do want to be
Insta-famous. I mean, that's how I look at Insta-famous.
Good to me.
But you got this dude now who's sending you DMs, right?
Yes. So this is a first. Now, not getting a DM from a guy, but this is the first one where I've actually got a proposition for him to be my sugar daddy.
There was an offer. He made an offer. He wasn't even like warming up like, hey, how are you? He was like, here's the offer.
No, he went through and liked a ton of my photos.
Oh, boy. And you don't know this guy. Never met
him. No, I don't know this guy. I don't even think he lives in the U.S. But I also don't think he's a catfish because I went through his Instagram feed. And, like, he posts all the time, and it's...
This is, like, to put it in context, this is, like, somebody showing up at your house that's not for sale and trying to buy it, right?
Yeah. Like, except not, like, it's me.
Well, it's you. Yeah. So, what's his offer? Just going to take care of you for your entire life?
Yeah, so he said that he really just needs companionship and that he's looking for somebody who's... I guess my age.
This doesn't sound like a horrible deal.
To hang out with him. And he said that he's...
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
He said that he's going to give me a very nice allowance.
Ooh, an allowance.
Starting to sound better and better and better. Now, you're engaged.
So funny to me.
You're engaged.
Yes, I'm engaged. And I'm also not
interested.
For sale.
Well, I don't know. They say there's like a price on everything, right? There's like so your house isn't for sale.
Okay, indecent proposal. Like,
well,
I'm not Demi Moore in this situation.
I like Demi Moore. I think she's fantastic.
Right, I know, but
I like Michael Douglas. He's great.
I can't be propositioned.
Okay, so it's a hard no.
Yeah, it's a hard no.
Did you tell him that, the guy?
No.
See, well, then it's not, you've got to tell him it's a hard no.
Well, okay, I wasn't even going to reply back to this guy. I feel like that's just opening up some weird window. I wasn't going to reply. Kevin, do you think I need to reply to him?
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
see? I would just to see.
No, because Mark, you know exactly what you're doing.
Give me your
phone. You are playing with fire.
Oh, boy.
Give me your phone. I'll reply for you.
No.
I'll reply. No. I promise it'll be fun. Seriously.
Not happening. Although I am curious what the allowance would be.
That's what I'm saying.
How much a month?
You have to get more information before you make a final decision. 800-992-1099. Shoot us a text. What's the craziest DM you got? I mean, you know, look, we get all like the slimy dudes and everything, but I'm just talking about, has anyone just made a proposal on a DM that you didn't know and you're like, really? Like, and you maybe had to follow up more on this, or maybe you regret not doing it. Shoot us the text right now.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
7:40, Old Dominion tickets, 99.5 QIK. All right, so we're about 40 minutes away here. Old Dominion tickets, not just tickets here, they're coming to the Yuengling Center.
Yeah.
But man, Nashville CMA Fest. We'll get you there. We'll fly their hotel.
All expenses paid.
It's like a private little VIP exclusive thing with Old Dominion. And those dudes, by the way, love to party.
It's a good time.
Man, you get to party with them here, Tampa, then in Nashville.
Here, there, and everywhere.
7:40 on QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So, something ever happened at work and it was like not supposed to be a big deal and then it boiled over and then you and a coworker just sideways with each other?
I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone can relate to that.
Man. So I accidentally parked in someone's parking spot one day. Okay. I didn't know that somebody had taken ownership, unofficial ownership of the parking spot.
Yeah, because there are no reserved spots here. People just are creatures of habit and they always park in the same spot.
So I do this and it turns into an issue. And this person who's been working here forever was walking around the building going, oh, Mark parked in my spot. It stole my spot. Stole it? I mean, you didn't own it. I didn't even know.
Well, yeah, you can't steal something that doesn't belong to somebody.
And I didn't know. Like, my intentions were, that was not it. So he makes a big deal about it. Well, some other people in the building got wind of this. And now they're parking in the spot, too, every day to further drive the nail into the lumber of this whole debacle. And now the person whose spot I originally, I guess, stole won't talk to me anymore. He doesn't talk to me anymore.
Oh, he doesn't even talk to you?
No, he doesn't talk to me
no.
anymore.
No, I didn't know it was that serious.
And then someone on that side of the building was like, oh, yeah, like that relationship's over. Like that was like a sacred thing with him parking there. He's parked there every day for like 15 years. And I'm like, how is that possible? Like, how is this such a big deal? This is crazy. Like, I didn't even mean it. And he's like, well, just go apologize. And I'm like, apologize? That seems a little bit.
I mean, there's no apology
needed. What am I going to say?
They didn't do anything. Now, I will say it's pretty funny that there's rotation going on amongst other people in the building. So they have scheduled it out to make sure that every single morning someone is parking in his spot.
I know. And that I'm getting the entire blame for this.
You are.
And you started it.
Unintentionally. They're like, go apologize. It's like, if I apologize, I'm admitting doing wrong.
Right.
I can't do that.
Right.
But I'm willing to go and say, hey, had no idea. Won't happen again? Seems fair, right?
Well, yeah, and you can say, and P.S., it won't happen again because somebody else is already parking in that spot. Yeah.
By the way, here, there's an update. You'll never park there again unless you get to work at 5 o'clock in the morning at this point.
So true.
I don't know. I mean, I do. I feel bad, but I feel...
Do you?
I mean,
do you really feel bad or is it funny? Because it's pretty funny.
Here's why I feel bad. I feel bad now because that was one day. It was a mistake. He was going to get his spot back.
Yeah.
But now that other people in the building have found out such a big deal this is, he's never getting it back. So I do feel bad now.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like Radio 101. Once you say you don't like something or,
right.
you know, oh, I don't like when people call me this nickname. Guess what? That's your new nickname.
Well, that's just Life 101. I feel like when you just tell people like a vulnerability, they're going to just pound on it.
Especially when it's silly as a parking spot that's not actually reserved. So, of course, people were going to jump all over this. He should have just acted like it didn't even bother
him. That's what I'm saying.
And the next day, just parked there, and nothing would have happened.
And it was a one-time thing. I did it because there was some golf cart in the other area where I was going to park, and I didn't want to deal with it. And that was it. That was it. Now we're not friends.
And now everybody else is parking in a spot. He can't even get near his spot, too, because they also said...
they're parking next to it.
This
I know.
Is so funny. So, yeah, they're parking in his spot, and then other people are parking on other sides of it. So he can't...
He just can't even
get
close
like
three
cars
it.
Near his
it's
spot.
It's like they've built a wall around this parking spot. He can't even get close to it anymore. This is the kind of drama I don't need in 2019.
It's like, not this is, drama. It's a prank, and it's funny.
I know, but
oh my gosh.
The other people have taken to the next level. Like, I come to work now, and I'm like, but I have 5 kids at home. I don't need to come here and get in the middle of all this. This is like 5 kids at home stuff. You know what I mean? They're just making it awkward and weird.
Oh my gosh, just laugh at it. It's
this
funny.
Is why I can't have any friends, man.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, we're the first to play the brand new Keith Urban. We did that this morning right at 6 a.m. Maybe you missed that.
Maybe you were sleeping still.
Yeah,
in which case, we're jealous.
You don't sleep through Keith Urban.
No.
New music.
Well,
don't do that again.
But in case you did, don't worry.
We've got it coming up at 7:50 again. So get your life together. All right, get yourself ready.
Mm-hmm. Put on some lip gloss.
7:50, the new Keith Urban. We're the first to play at 99.5 QYK. 7:50, we'll do it again. Now it's Blake, God's Country, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Thomas Rhett, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Man, I think I thought I've heard it all when it comes to weddings.
Yeah.
And crazy thing happened to weddings. No, this is right there. This is top 5 for real. Melanie, you're planning a wedding right now.
I am, and I am in like the middle of it. I am locking down vendors left and right. Deposits are flying out of my bank account.
When you hear a story like this, a woman bringing Tupperware to a wedding to take leftovers home, this is out of Philadelphia. Like, how do you?
I mean, honestly, immediately I think of my mother because my mom would do something like this.
I think of my mother.
Yeah, she's got no shame in her game. She's the type of person who, there's extra dinner rolls and it's a buffet. She's putting them in a napkin and saving them in her purse for later. But I make fun of her. But then a couple hours later, when you're hungry, who's got a roll for you? My mom.
Right.
You know?
But here's the thing. This woman, listen, she definitely planned ahead. Her friend got married. She goes to the wedding. She takes Tupperware containers. There were 10 of them.
Okay, 10 is a bit much.
That's a lot, yeah.
Come on.
But she knew there would be...
I don't even own 10 Tupperware. Well, I do, but none of them have the matching lids.
She knew there would be leftovers, because there is at every wedding. I mean, every wedding's got leftovers.
Right.
There's always too much stuff.
So much food.
So she starts packing it up, taking it home. She also grabbed a few beers. I love that part of it. Because what was going to happen to the beer? Like, if it doesn't get drank, what happens to it? It gets thrown away, right?
Well, it just depends how they paid for it.
She also grabbed some floral centerpieces. And here's the problem.
She's throwing a whole other wedding tomorrow.
Dude, that's what it seems like. It seems like she was recycling this wedding.
Food, drinks, centerpieces.
Right. And then, but then her gift to the couple was a $5 bill. So the bride has gone on Facebook, on a Facebook group, and is going crazy. And then she says, by the way, this woman was not struggling financially. Like, we're friends. Like that.
There was no reason for her to do this. Needed to leave $5 and then take hundreds of dollars worth of food.
But a lot of people are defending her, saying, hey, the food would have just gone to waste anyway. What do you care? She took it home.
I see that side of it. But I think the issue here is that you brought your own containers. So had she not
That's what you're so mad about is just that she busted out the Tupperware.
Yeah, because
that's what you're,
just don't bring the Tupperware.
That's the only thing that's driving Melanie crazy is that Tupperware got brought out. But
yeah, they have to-go boxes. The caterers usually have to-go boxes. They could have loaded something up for you. But don't bring your own Tupperware containers. And as far as the centerpieces, sure, take it. One less thing someone has got to haul home.
What about the beers?
The beers? Now, if I have a minimum that I already paid for the bar or whatever and I have to reach that, then by all means, take the beer too.
Yeah.
But if I'm paying per drink, then I'm not funding your bar tab after my wedding.
By the way, if you invite all your friends to the wedding and there's beer left over, like, do you really have friends or do you have to reevaluate your friends? If your friends can't drink all the beer at your wedding, maybe the biggest celebration of your life. Time to reevaluate your friends, right?
Well, that's why I'm inviting you, to make sure that no beer is left behind.
There will be no beer left behind. No, every beer will be loved. Single beer. There'll be no orphans at that wedding. All right, 800-992-1099. Where do you stand on this? Was the lady in the right to bring Tupperware, take the leftovers home? Was she just making sure all this stuff didn't go to waste? Or is this just way above the line? It's a little tacky, borderline trashy. You whip out Tupperware at your friend's wedding, and you're filling stuff up.
It's just not okay. And I seriously can't get over the fact, I'm actually impressed that she had 10 containers with lids that matched.
Totally planned this out. And the centerpieces and the beers. 800-992-1099. Shoot us your text right now. Maybe you've done this before. Brantley and Lindsay L. now. It's QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's Brett Young, 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. All right, so we're telling you this story. You know, Melanie's in the midst of planning a wedding. You're getting married this year, the end of this year.
Yes.
Have you decided where you're getting married yet?
Yeah, downtown St. Pete.
Okay. I just want to, because I know you were still, like, in limbo with that.
Yeah, we are, we're getting married at the Birchwood, so I'm excited. Oh, well, we're doing the reception at the Birchwood.
For y'all listening, like, so Kevin and I are an audience to all of Melanie's vocalizing her frustrations at the wedding. So every morning we hear about the latest, you know, issues and challenges with her wedding. And, like, at some point this thing had been canceled, then it had been restarted.
Okay,
and then
the
it
wedding was never canceled,
well, not
but
canceled,
the bachelorette
but,
party for a hot
right,
second
right.
was off, and then it was on again.
It's a lot of stuff. I've been writing all this down. I can't keep up. But.
Well, yeah, I don't have to go on those wedding forums, you know? I don't have to go on there and vent my frustrations. That's what I have you and Kevin for.
Yay!
Wait till she sees the invoice,
he
Kevin, at the
it.
End of the year.
Ooh, that's
yeah.
a good one.
No,
yeah,
this, I can't afford
this listening
anymore.
Ain't free.
Don't send anymore.
No, this listening ain't free, man. So we're talking about this bride up in Philly. She has this wedding, and wedding's going great, except at the end, one of her friends shows up, brings 10 Tupperware containers, starts filling them up with the food from the wedding, even swipes a few beers and the floral centerpieces. This thing got next level. A lot of people are, like, offended. Like, you got to be kidding me. You can't whip out the Tupperware at the wedding. So the texts are pouring in to 800-992-1099. Feel free. We'd love to get your response on this, too.
Yeah, someone said, I agree with Melanie. Maybe the couple had plans to donate their flowers to a hospital, the leftovers to a shelter. You don't know, and it's not your decision to make with what happens with what's left over at the wedding.
I would say, I mean, I think it sounds like a great idea. I don't know that anybody who does that. I've never heard of that.
What, of donating it?
Yeah.
Oh, I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just never have heard that.
Yeah, there's a Tampa chapter of whatever. They come and they pick up all the flowers
That's
afterwards.
Great.
And then they repurpose them and then drop them off at hospitals.
Well, that should be, they should make that a bigger thing.
Oh, I totally agree with that. It's awesome. Somebody texted in, I had an aunt, I love that they put from my husband's side, that went around and bagged up all my napkin holders. I have no clue what she wanted them for, but she took them all.
The napkin holders.
Then we've got someone who's super organized.
That's the thing about weddings, though, you have to say, right?
Yeah.
Is you do run into people who haven't drank in a long time, and that's their first day of, like, all day drinking.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's usually older people who haven't had a lot of experience with drinking all day on a Saturday, right?
Right.
It's always Aunt Edna, who at 8 o'clock is... not still, she hasn't realized that those shots and shooters have booze in them.
Yeah, next thing you know, her keds are coming off and she's on the dance floor.
Going
and
crazy.
Like, Edna,
I know.
What is going on? A former wedding planner messaged us too, and she said, Tupperware is super trashy. You do not come and take leftovers. A lot of the times leftovers are actually offered up at the end of the wedding, but you don't come prepared for it.
Yeah, you don't. That's something you don't want to prepare for. By the way, why are you a former wedding planner? Text us that story. I want to know what happened.
Probably because she got sick of
Aunt Edna
taking people. Yeah, yeah, Aunt Edna and taking people's Tupperware away.
All the Aunt Ednas. All right, on the way next, you're shot at Old Dominion tickets here at the Yuengling Center and maybe in Nashville, too, right after FGL.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
All right, Samantha and Lori are contestants for these Old Dominion tickets. This is a huge prize. Old Dominion, Yuengling Center, November 1st. Then qualified for that CMA Music Fest with Old Dominion.
Yes.
A little backstage hang at the HGTV Lodge. Man, this is a great, great prize. All right, Samantha, you were the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to put 5 seconds here on the clock. We're going to give you a category, Samantha. You'll have 5 seconds to name something in that category. Lori, you're then going to have 5 seconds to respond. You guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names in that category. You girls all set?
All set.
All right, Samantha, we got 5 seconds on the clock. Your category is breakfast foods. Go.
Waffles. Pancakes. cereal. Toast. Sausage. Donuts. Bacon. Bagels. Ham. Orange juice. Oatmeal. Mimosa. Grape.
Yes.
Oh, potatoes. Grape. Fruit. Hash browns.
Seconds is up. Oh, man. So, Samantha, you are the winner.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. The dogs in the neighborhoods are going crazy
Samantha,
right now.
Samantha, don't hurt yourself. My God.
I'm so sorry.
In through your nose, out to your mouth. Stay with us, girl. Stay with us.
Don't be sorry. We're excited for you. You're going to go see Old Dominion, and not just that, but Mark, tell her what she's qualified for.
Man, this is so big. So you're a lock at Old Dominion Yuengling Center. But yeah, you're qualified for that trip to CMA Music Fest, Old Dominion, that private performance, the HGTV Lodge in Nashville. Going to be awesome.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's Name Game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5
QIK. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, Rascal Flatts. All right, May 24th, Friday, sneaking up. We're 10 days away. Get ready for Rascal Raps at 8:40. Your chance to rap a Rascal Flatts song and win these tickets.
Yeah.
This is really cool because not only going to the show, there's a little backstage VIP, and all they do is just hang out and sing to you, like private performance. You get a little show before the show.
Yeah, and all you have to do is call up, whether you have rap skills or not. No judgment.
Would rather you not have rap skills.
I know. Honestly, I like it when people can't rap because it's so much funnier.
Yeah. Professional rappers are so professional.
Need not apply.
Yeah. No. 840. 840. We'll give you a shot for that. 99.5 QIK. Thomas Rhett.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. Bachelorette. Is
yes.
back. Bachelorette is back. Her name is Hannah B.
Yeah, Hannah Brown, Hannah B, because there were multiple Hannahs on the last Bachelor season, but now she's dropped the B. She is just Hannah, the Bachelorette.
Now she can try to drop that B all she wants. She's known as Hannah B now, isn't she?
It just sticks with
Yeah, it's Hannah B. So imagine this. There was some drama last night on the Bachelorette.
I know. Shocking. Ooh. Who would have thunk it?
So they catch this guy on the show who has a girlfriend. You're not supposed to have a girlfriend to go on that show.
No, you're supposed to be there for all the right reasons.
Love. You're there to find love.
You're supposed to be there to date Hannah and then hopefully propose to her at the end. That was not the case with this guy. I believe his name was Scott.
His name's Scott. Hannah found out. Hannah B found out and she confronted him.
Hey, Scott. We need to talk.
Okay.
You are such a jerk. You have another girl at home that you still have on the line, and that is
Yep. You know, we need to talk. Just never. I can't find one instance where we need to talk worked out to be good. You know what I'm like, listen.
Hey, Scott. We need to talk.
We need to talk.
It just never, it didn't end well there.
Four words you don't want to hear.
We need to talk.
Can we talk about the other major thing throughout the episode that happened?
This is pretty big. Social media is blowing up. Hannah said Roll Tide 11 times on the show last night.
11.
So if you're an Alabama fan, you got to be loving this. But outside of that, man, you got just Roll Tided to death last night.
People were saying that it needs to be a drinking game because she says it so often. And
yeah,
then,
but the show's on Mondays. If it was on Fridays,
true.
It wouldn't be that bad. But it's hard to play a drinking game and on a Monday night.
Well, yeah, and you'd have 11 drinks Ooh. Or shots at that point.
Hope you're off on Tuesdays. All right, there's Hannah B. Roll Tide 11 times, and we need to talk. That's the update.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Rascal Raps for Rascal Flatts, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. This is awesome. Need you to call right now and rap a Rascal Flatts song. The woman yesterday was off the chart awesome.
She had
some Ice Cube in her, man. It was spicy. I just liked it. She owned that Rascal Flatts song. Call us now, 800-992-1099. Best person who raps, obviously, going to get tickets to the show. But then
Or worst.
worst person.
Depending on how you look at it.
Most entertaining performance.
Most entertaining.
But then you get this backstage performance. It's like your own private show from Rascal Flatts right before the real show. It's so yeah. cool. 800-992-1099. Rascal Raps, Rascal Flatts. We got Jennifer in Eagle Lake. She's trying to rap Rascal Raps for these Rascal Flatts tickets.
Jennifer,
yeah. Now, are you a rapper, or what do you do for a living?
No, actually, I work for the school district here in Polk County.
What Rascal Flatts song are you going to Rascal Rap?
Well, actually, I'm dedicating this out to my posse of girls who are looking for forgiveness and trying to move on. So I'm going to be doing Moving On.
All right, for your posse of girls, you have the vernacular down.
She's got her posse.
Yeah, you got your posse. Yeah, your crew. All right, we're ready. Right. Anytime you're ready, let's do it.
I've dealt with my ghosts and faced all my demons. Finally content with the past I regret. I found you find strength in your moments of weakness. For once, I'm at peace with myself. I've been burdened with blame, trapped in the past for too long. I'm moving on, moving on. I've lived in this place, and I know all the faces. Each one is different, but they're always the same. They mean no harm, but it's time that I face it. They'll never allow me to change.
Jennifer, congratulations.
Wow.
You have won Rascal Raps for today.
Wow, everybody, watch out for Jennifer in the street.
Spitting fire out there, girl. Spitting fire. Listen, I'm just glad we're cool with you and your posse,
because
I don't want to get y'all twisted up with me, man.
No, I'm good.
Man.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, that's so great. So you got the Rascal Flatts tickets.
Congrats.
And you're also going to go enjoy that little backstage private performance, Jennifer.
Yay!
Now you got to decide who from your posse.
Yeah, you got to decide who from your crew is going in with you. I'll leave that up to you.
Okay, I'm taking my bestie, my daughter.
That's how you do it.
I love that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.